survey people trying to figure out why they pick one thing versus the other, one thing we have seen is the issue of patients with CNS mets and the question of, is there a preference in terms of CDK inhibitor? Sometimes you'll see a situation, obviously, maybe a patient's had a brain met taken out. Maybe they may be NED. Would you use a CDK inhibitor there? And if so, do you have any preference? There have been some data, again, from your group suggesting, at least, I don't know how well the other CDK inhibitors have been studied, but that Abema seems to have pretty good CNS activity.
Yeah, you know, I think primarily it's abemaciclib that's been studied in the setting of brain metastases. And there have been some elegant studies looking at drug levels in the periphery, in the CSF, and in the tumor itself when it's been resected, showing that the drug does penetrate fairly effectively. These are very small studies. We should also note that abemaciclib does have a FDA approval as monotherapy, which is a little different than the other agents. I think what's a little tricky about those things is that at this point in time, I feel like the majority of CDK4/6 inhibitor use is in the first line or second line setting. These are typically not situations where people have brain metastases. Those tend to be later developments. And so the majority of patients who might develop brain metastases are likely already pretreated with CDK4/6 inhibitors and may already have experienced progression.